Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your man with the mic. Hope you guys are having a great day. It's been an interesting day, folks. It has been. When you have Don Lemon from CNN, like, you know, inflation was getting worse before the war. Don, that's not the liberal narrative, you know. It's all Putin's fault, you know. See, because what Trump did, Putin attacked Ukraine and, you know, the gas price of it, it's all Trump's fault, you know, everything Trump did. You know, Trump's been in office for 4 years and people have been there for 50 years blame Trump for 4 years. Yeah. Oh, don't worry, it's okay because Zuckerberg's money won't be in the next round of election ads. He's not going to spend billions of dollars on elections like he did in 2020. Yeah, okay. And if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump its ass every time it hopped. Okay. Don't worry, folks. EGARD. Edgar Watches. Luxury timepiece brand, you know, like 200 to like about 1500, you know, $2,000 watches, you know. They did a campaign, like, what if a woman going after the wokeism, these people that think they're women who are men, that I'm no good. I can't make it in this world, so I'm a man who's going to pretend he's a woman, and then I'm going to say that I've not had my, you know, if I would, trust me, I don't care if you think you're a woman, it don't matter. If you think you're a woman, it don't matter, because at 40, you're still going to have a prostate exam. Jim Jordan, you know, because, you know, Joe Biden knows nothing about Hunter Biden's finances, even though it's a family business. And I love Jim Jordan. He goes off. I'll get into that, you know. Tucker Carlson is so true with these China rulers. China is getting so bad right now because they literally, like, lock you down. And when I mean lock you down, okay, the grocery store, there ain't no one going there. So they have rotting food everywhere. It's getting bad because it's not like lockdown here where, okay, if you're at a grocery store, you're an essential employee. Ain't no one essential in China. The government controls everything about you. And also, we're going to hear from Gilbert Godfrey. You know, I love that. I used to watch USA Up All Night. Hello, I'm Gilbert Godfrey for USA Up All Night. Tonight we're going to watch, I forgot what the movie was, because he would do a whole thing, then they would have like a half an hour of commercials, then he would do another thing, and then it would go back into the movie and you forgot where you were or what movie you were watching. Oh, those were the days. In between the Gilbert Godfrey parts from the beginning and the end of the, and like, In the commercials in the middle, and you forgot what movie you're watching. 67 years old. And no, folks, it was not because of COVID. He was battling a long time illness. So much I want to get into, folks. But don't forget, 1 Peter 4, verse 16. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name. Think about that, man. Don't be ashamed to say, have a blessed day. God bless you. I want to tell you a little funny story. I'm at Walmart. I'm going there late and get my, you know, because that's what me and my wife do for each other. Our wife's not our marriage is not perfect. No marriage is perfect. There's a couple of came in the K-Love or whatever, and said, like, we've never had an argument. And then I'm like, okay. I call, yeah, my fact checkers and the conversations, say that's a lie. I don't know how. Because we don't have arguments. We have disagreements. Just like, oh, I thought you meant this. And when you know, or it's like, I'm in a lot of pain, or she, you know, we just have, you know. And that's, you know, so we do that, and, you know, and that's a normal, but we do for each other, like, hey, can you stop by and get this? And then half the times anymore when I try to do stuff for her, is this Melissa Wolkout? No. Well, since she's the primary, I'm like, I'm her husband. We cannot talk to anybody but her. Yeah, she can't speak right now. She's like, I'm speaking for her. I mean, I swear. You know, but when we can, we go to the store. Hey, when you're at the store, I'm going to the store. Can I get you something? You know, and I'm sitting there, and I'm leaving Walmart, and I click the unlock button, and I open up my door, and this lady's like, can I help you? And I'm, huh? And I shut the door, and I went around the other side, and she goes, are you okay, sir? And I said, see that Jeep over there, that Jeep? Yeah. I have the same kind. Same make, same model, same color, everything, except for hers was a 15 and mine's a 16, looked identical. And she goes, huh. I said, and we're almost parked identical, just one row over, in the same spot, like two up. And she goes, well, you have a blessed day. I'm like, well, God bless you, ma'am. And I just wish I would have been like, we don't meet by accident. You know, so I know there was a reason why I bumped into her, and I wish I would ask her to pray, but I was like, I'm going to get home. It's been a long day. But welcome to the conversation, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. You know, think about where you are, where you live. Look at China right now. They have rotting food and everything because they're on, like, when we were locked down in the States, like many, they had essential people at hospitals, you know. In China, 90% of the essential workers is the government. There's a lot of people, me included, that, hey, they wanna be in power forever. Kind of like in North Korea. Kim Jong-un, Kim Il-sung, you know, the dear leader, he's dead. The dear leader, the founder of the Juche ideology is dead, but he's still considered, even though Kim Il-sung, you know, when he was in power, you know, when people are in power, he still runs the country. Technically, he's still, you know, I'm the dear leader, but he runs the country, so. It's just one of those things. They want total control. It is our way or the highway. Okay? Yeah, we're on lockdown. If you're out and about, we just kill you. Oh, why are you out and about? Oh, to make... See, we're allowed to be out and about because it's safe enough for us to go and do, but you shouldn't. But then they have some people that are out and about with, like, spray things and hazmat suits and all this crap, and it's like, are you kidding me? But they want total control. I truly believe that, you know, people in some of those countries, like in England and stuff, when they were standing up and saying, hey, when they were pro-Trump and, you know, USA, you know, when people in England are standing up against their, that says something. When the Labor Party gets its butt whipped, that says something. People are tired of being controlled. People, why do I want to give money to a king and queen that do absolutely nothing? It's okay, though, folks. It's okay. You know, and people are tired of it. And we're so tired of it that Zuckerberg is coming out saying that, oh, I'm not good. No, yeah, I know that I put $350 million into the 2020 election, but I'm not going to do that this time. My money's not going to be, oh, give me a break. Dude, you're corrupt as all get out, dude. Everyone knows you're a communist, dictating, and liberal supporting. Just wait until you do something wrong and they kill you. I mean, it all, you all think, I mean, look at some of the uncles and family members of, like, the dear leader that were killed. Okay, he's asleep. I have meeting. Kill him. Take him out back. Kill him. What, does Zuckerberg think he's going to be in, like, the Pyongyang? Okay. Sorry, folks. Not today. We're not stupid to think that this Zuckerberg's not going to put money into this this election. Give me a break. Lord help us. And there are people like, well, I believe him.
Hey, it's Nancy Pelosi. And I'm going to tell you that Mark Zuckerberg is not going to have any money in the elections, because I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And Mark Zuckerberg called me up personally and told me himself that none of his money is going to be used in any elections coming up. I know, because, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is honest, man. Because I had Mark Zuckerberg checked out by the Facebook fact checkers. And they said that he's honest. I know, because fact checkers know. I should know fact checkers know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. You really expect us to believe it? And they're probably people like, yeah, I don't, yeah, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, there are probably people that don't believe he spent a dime on the 2020 election. That's how retarded people are. They're the same idiots that shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal. Now it's shut up and get the booster so we can get back to normal. Get the third booster. Shut up and wear that bacteria helmet so we can get back to normal. What? Yeah, the government came up. Yeah, Pfizer has this bacteria helmet that releases a chemical that seeps into your body that kills the coronavirus. And as long as you wear the helmet, you can't get the virus. Well, oh, you'll still get it. It'll just not be as bad. You won't be as sick. You know, I mean, you know, you'll still get sick, just not be as sick. Or, you know, if you're in the hospital, it won't be as long or whatever. So it really doesn't do anything. Well, no, it does, but it's just, you know, it's just, well, and then when the helmet's not a thing, then they'll keep pushing you to get back to normal by doing the next stupid thing that they try to tell you. Come on, man. Just do what they tell you. Just do whatever they tell you. Don't. Yeah, why don't they want the information on the vaccines released till 2076 that now they've released? A crap ton of documents. It shows a lot of scary crap. Oh, because they don't want you to know the truth. The Facebook fact checkers don't want you to know the truth about the vaccine that knew anything. That's why, idiots, just get the vaccine and shut up. Yeah, what's the long-term effects of just shut up and get the vaccine? Okay, says the person who told me I won't think for myself. I am thinking for myself, and I'm not getting the vaccine. You're the one that said, oh, you're only going to do what Trump says. You do whatever Trump says. No, I like what Trump passed. I disagree with how he did it through executive order, because it's only a matter of time before the executive order is just, you know, whatever. They do whatever. But hey, who knew? Who knew there would be people that retarded? Aren't questioning why they need a booster when the vaccine was supposed to end it all. But you can't make this up, you know. You got Don Levin actually saying, hey, inflation was getting worse before the war. Wow. That's, like, scary right there. Because, I mean, it's the war and Putin. That's been the whole liberal narrative. I mean, I've said this before, and I'll say it a million times. They're going to, at some point, they're going to admit the election was stolen and rigged. They'll come out and flat out and say it, but today ain't the dollar short. I mean, they've got these people so panicked and feared that they can just say, okay, it's back. They could sit there and put a bunch of, they could sit there and say that a ton of people in the Congress have COVID. And people are like, so we need to start locking down again because COVID's back. And no one would sit there and say, okay, well, does the vaccine work? Because you weren't supposed to be able to get the virus if you got vaccinated. Or did they even get vaccinated? And if they're getting vaccinated, if they got vaccinated and they're still getting COVID, either the vaccine doesn't work or they lied to you about getting the vaccine in the first place. Which is it? You tell me which one is it, because I really want to know that one. Because, you know, no, they'll have idiots believing that it's the unvaccinated spreading the virus to the vaccinated. That makes a lot of sense. You get a vaccine to stop you from getting the virus and spreading it, but you're still able to get it from someone that's unvaccinated. Then what's the point of getting the vaccine if I can still get the freaking vaccine? And I take all 25 million shots they have. If an unvaccinated person can still give it to me, then what was the point of getting any one of those shots? They've done nothing. They didn't protect me. But there are people out there that it's the unvaccinated people that are spreading it. Well, so I guess this vaccine only works if vaccinated people are vaccinated too, or whatever the heck, because I guess if I'm vaccinated, I can't spread the virus to the No, wait a minute, that would be a liberal. So no, let me get this straight, liberal. You're trying to tell me that if I'm vaccinated, I can't get the virus, so I can't spread it to another vaccinated person, but an unvaccinated person that gets coronavirus can spread the virus. If a vaccinated person can get COVID at all, the vaccine is worthless. No matter if the person that spread it is vaccinated or not, the vaccine don't work. It's all about control, because under Trump, people are getting off of food stamps. People are getting off of these benefits. People are starting to earn their money. Not now. I get more money not working than working, so why would I want to be working? So it's like, my pastor said this, and I'm gonna say this, and this is the truth. I used to do conversation on Thursday night, and it was kind of nice. After I'm done with the conversation, Bible study, and we get online, my old pastor did the Bible study. Oh, now we got, and it's like, now it's Wednesday, so it's in person. And we fellowship, and we have a great time. But guess what? Same thing goes for church. You know, you sit there and like, oh, well, yeah, it's bad weather. It's snowy or whatever. They're going to do something from the house. He's going to give a sermon. It'll be Facebook Live in it. Like when coronavirus happened. Okay, well, guess what? See, we did the Facebook Live in it. So we were there and filming it and doing all that stuff. So we were still at like church. But it's weird because it's one of those things like where, okay, if you sit at home, well, the first weekend, you might say, okay, let's get all dressed up and stuff. And let's sit and watch church. And you put it on the TV. Then the second time, well, you may not get as dressed up. You may just put on regular clothes and you have breakfast and you watch church. Then the third week, well, why even get dressed? What the heck? We're not going out. So the third week, you don't even get dressed. Then the fourth week, you don't get dressed. The fifth week, you end up, well, I'll watch it later. Flintstones are on, and before you know it, you didn't even see the church service. And you're so out of it. And then try to get back into a routine of getting up and going to church. Whereas me, it's like, okay, we got to get up. We got to get going. I play in the worship band. Okay, X, Y, and Z. Okay, what songs are we playing? Okay, what key is it in? Okay, that's okay. Let me see here. I got my capo. Let's do this. Okay, we need to fix some stuff.
Because, yeah, I can't hear you, Pastor. So you need to turn down the guitar monitor, because I can hear me more than I can him. And because that's one thing my wife learned. Like, a guy was playing on the guitar, and I'm like, okay, I'll get on the drums, since he's already playing the guitar. And I get on the drums, and she's like, why don't you play some? I'm like, I can't hear him. As soon as I start playing the drums, I can't hear him. He's not mic'd. I have no monitor. What do you mean? I'm like, come back here. And I explained to her, you can't hear him. But my point is, when you get out of that routine of getting up and going to church and this, oh, I'll do it from home. And before you know it, you went from kind of getting all dressed up to kind of watch church on TV to not getting dressed, to just lying in bed to not watching it. I'll get to it later and this and that. And before you know it, I didn't go to church. I mean, me and my wife, this coronavirus is weird for us, because we went to church every Sunday. We did the live feed and all that stuff. So we kept it going. Whereas some people, and then they had it to where they had church in the car, in the parking lot, and that way you're at least getting out and going to church, which is at least, because that way you got that, at least you had to get up and do something, so you had to go to church. You may not be in the church, you know, I mean, granted, my God has the faith of a mustard seed that can move mountains, but apparently, you know, Jesus didn't wear a mask and social distance. Jesus, I think you need to stay about 6 feet away from that guy. He's got leprosy. He's like, not today. Stand behind me, Satan. Stand behind me. But that's this world we live in. This great awakening needs to happen again. We serve a God that can do miracles, but look, I guess when it comes to COVID, he's your SOL. SOL. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Mark Zuckerberg's not going to be influencing the election this year. Hooray! If you believe that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see the sea. Folks, wake up. They're trying to manipulate you. They're trying to control you. Wake up. Question why you need a booster if the vaccine was supposed to end it all. You don't have to. Most people got the booster, not even questioning it. And they're the same idiots that questioned, yeah, you don't think for yourself. Your wife only voted for Trump because you forced her to, no? Trust me, if my wife wants to walk out that door today, she could. We don't always agree. And you shouldn't always agree. It's this world we live in. I want to get me one of these watches. I'm going to support Edgar brand, EGARD brand watches. They're a luxury kind of timepiece. I mean, they're like a Bulova. You know, they're you can get them for like $200. You know, some really nice looking watches, by the way. And they did a commercial. Like, what is a woman, and how is women's history being erased by transgender people? That I'm not good enough, so I'm gonna become a woman so I can dominate. Like the South Park episode, but that kind of resembles Macho Man Randy Savage, and he's a woman and he dominates, and you know, PC principle of like. You know, she's like, kind of like, can't even, like his wife can't even compete, but they're supposed to be like accepting of him. I mean, seriously, what has happened to this world where they're pushing kids to, okay, I just want you to know that none of you kids in here are your actual gender. You actually, see, doctors bring, see, doctors guess because, you know, doctors don't know. I mean, a doctor's not a biologist, so he doesn't know if you're a man or a woman. But Nancy Pelosi would know because she knows everything. This notion that, like, they try to brainwash the kids to, oh, you, just because you have female parts, just because you have female DNA doesn't mean you're actually a female. How dare you? The kid will make his own choice. No, a kid will not make it. A kid, I'm sorry. If you're a 3 years old and thinks he's a girl, let me tell you something. I hate to burst your bubble, but when that kid's 41 years old, he's going to have to drop his drawers and get a prostate exam. Just because he thinks he's a woman doesn't mean he's not going to have a prostate. And just because he thinks he's a woman doesn't mean, okay, if you think you're a woman, then okay, will you carry a baby for us? Oh, you can't. You don't have a cervix. Yeah, there are things that define a man and a woman. I can say I'm a toaster till I'm blue in the face. It don't matter. I'm a human being. I have blood and I have DNA. We all bleed the same color. I mean, pretty soon are you going to have an application, inanimate object? Ching. I'm a neuroqueer. That's what I mean. I'm a neuroqueer. Yeah. See, I'm a neuro. See, that's when my neurodivergence combines with my queer, because I'm a neuroqueer or whatever. Oh, those Terrence videos. Those. I like the Terrence K. Williams videos where they have, like, the people that make no sense whatsoever. You know, I'm a neurodivergent person, and what people need to know about neurodivergent persons is you need help. Yeah, you need the help. I think you're far beyond lying on a couch and telling someone your problems. I think you're in the institution stage. Something. You need help. But there are people that encourage this crap, encourage these kids to think they're inanimate objects and you can be whatever you want to be. Yeah, God made you. You're a human and you're either a man or a woman. Biologically, you can't be anything else. I don't care what you do. I don't care how much you think you're a man. At some point, you're going to have a pap smear. You might say you're a man, but you're going to need a pap smear. Yeah. Yeah, when you turn about 40, you're going to have a prostate exam. No matter how much you think you're a woman, you're going to need a prostate exam. I'm sorry there, buddy. I know you think you're a woman there, buddy. The guy, you're going to need a prostate exam when you're 40. I'm just calling it like it is because that's the fact, Jack. I'm so tired of these. How dare you? I'm suing you. You didn't address me as the gender I think I am. I'm going by the gender you're going to have to be treated with if you go to the dang hospital. I don't care what a, okay, show me one woman that has prostate cancer. She don't have a prostate. Sorry. This whole, I'm offending. See, in my day, you took someone like that and you threw them in the, in my day, they were hospitalized, people like that. It's just sad. But that's the way this world works. I mean, at least you got places like Pennsylvania that are passing laws to stop transgender, but, you know, there's a veto threat on there. Hopefully they override the governor's veto. I don't know if they can do that in the Pennsylvania, but I mean, that's the problem. You have these elitists around this country that, look at me. Look at Lightfoot. She lives in her mansion. She don't have to worry of people. She don't care. It's like all these people, all this like forestry saving initiatives that Governor Newsom is, not one thing's been, oh, he said he's going to do all this crap, but is anything done? Just look at Michigan. Michigan's a prime example. All you have to do is say you're going to fix the roads and you'll get elected and guaranteed. I would hope Michiganders might not be like, okay, yeah, well, then why haven't you pushed something? Why haven't you done anything to try to get the roads fixed before now? If you haven't tried to do something to demand the roads get fixed in Michigan because they're the worst roads out of all 50 states, if you haven't done anything, what makes you think I'm going to believe you now? Because it's just like the black Democrats, that they just keep buying the BS that they're throwing. That's why South Chicago looks like crap. That's why Detroit looks like crap. Because you have a generation of dependents that, oh, I'm going to get on all these programs. That's why you have people that you would think they won the lottery. No, they just got Section 8 housing. Oh. Really? Yeah, man. You won the lottery? No, man, I got Section 8 housing. When did that become an accomplishment? Like, look at me. Now the accomplishment is, now things that are like seen as like an accomplishment is getting Section 8 housing, or like a man dominating in a woman's sport. Luckily, we got a Masters winner, Scottie Scheffler, who has given his victory to God. Finally, someone that knows who helped him win. Finally, someone that's doing it right. But it's nice to see that other states are trying to fight back against this. Okay. If you're a man, you play men's sports. If you're a woman, you're a woman's sports. If someone would have said that, if some guy come to me saying he's a chick, I'd say, how dare you keep me from playing in women's sports? I'm like, buddy, when you're 40, you'll need a prostate exam. Trust me. Wow. Now, that's just what we live in, though. Oh, you can't. How dare you? At least Don Lemon's kind of getting it, you know? Well, inflation's been getting worse since before the war. At least someone's getting it, but these... it's sad. Okay, so you almost have to, like, watch a Disney. I don't know if I want my kids to watch any Disney movie. You know, so it's just one of these things. I mean, I'm going to get into this, and this is tying into what I'm kind of talking about. A Florida Lakes County Sheriff's officer arrested a woman Saturday accused of putting a four-year-old under her supervision inside a dryer. Amber Chapman, 35, was charged with first-degree felony of aggravated child abuse after the little boy was transported to the hospital with bruises around his eyes, ears, shoulder, and lower back, WFTV reported Tuesday. A social media post, News 4 San Antonio, shared a photo of Chapman. The arrest document said that the child arrived at the ER on February 1st and explained to doctors that Miss Amber shut him in the dryer that already had towels inside. The child later told deputies the defendant put him in the machine, closed it, and when he went round and round, but the defendant opened the door. She allegedly shut it once again, and the child went round and round. Basically, the thing was spinning with the kid in it. We have kids and you can't determine your gender. Only when you turn 18 you can decide what gender you are. Even though if you think you're a woman, you'll still have to have a prostate exam at 40. But, you know, you at 18 is when you get to choose what you think you are. And then you got adults that are putting a kid in a dryer. What are these people thinking? I pour into my nieces and nephews because me and my wife can't have kids. I pour into them. We were doing a little hide-and-go-seek kind of thing where we were hiding things and you had to do like a map and try to find them, and I put biblical quotes on there for my niece. It's what I did. I try to pour into the kids. I try to sit there, okay, what is appropriate? I know, you know, and sometimes I say, hey, this and that, whatever, you know, and I look at what's appropriate. But you have adults throwing kids in a dryer. You have adults on methamphetamines strung out while their kids are in the backseat with no food, nothing. I met a friend one time at Applebee's, like at 10:20, I think it was, like around 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, and they had their baby with them in a high chair, feeding them. I'm like, the kid should be in bed. It's one of those things that makes no sense to me. I don't understand, and I guess that's the thing I have. When you have kids, you know, like me and my wife can't have kids, and you have kids that are thrown in dryers, and you know, my nieces and nephews, I try to pour my heart into them. My love into them, or my, you know, and sometimes, like, some of them will be like, hey, I'm trying to be nice. Yes, I mean, when you're that age, oh, yeah, they're jumping off roofs, they're like Superman, and I'm like, okay, I gotta go down this one step and try not to be in pain. Oh! Ooh. Pick me up. Okay, let me get my dones, you know. So when you get to be our age, the commercials you made fun of, now you wonder if you get the relief. Wonder if I get 16 hours of relief. I don't know. But that's the world we live in, folks. You know, I try to pour into these kids because I don't have mine. I can't have kids, and we're grateful to be able to be there, and don't take for granted the time we get. Of course, they want to spend time with us, and it's like it's my turn. I get to stay over, and you know. But then usually when they're over there, it's like, you know, they want to. It's like if you know young kids, and you have them, you know Cocomelon. Cocomelon. And they have like the bass song, wash your hair, do, and they want to hear that thing like over and over and over and over and over like a million times. Wash your teeth, do, wash your teeth, do. And like, it's basically the Baby Shark song, but like with toothbrushing and washing your hair and washing your face and all this. And it's like, kids, you want to hear, how about we play The Grateful Dead? It's like words, we can do Row, Jimmy, Row, because it repeats itself over and over again. Oh, it's just like, it's great, though. I cherish those. I cherish it. As much as it's kind of like, I cherish that time. Like, especially when a commercial comes on, the JJ one, and you're like, but you cherish the time you have. And you see people flush their time away with their kids, strung out or throwing them in a dryer. Now she's alleged of throwing a boy in the... I mean, how can you call it a boy? If she had,
are the police biologists? Is the reporter a biologist? I mean, how do they know at the point? How does he even know? He's not old enough to make the decision whether he's a boy or not. I mean, that's just, I don't understand that crap. You're a boy or a girl. There is no, I'm a girl. Susie, you need to sit down. You're not old enough to make that decision yet, so don't, we're going to have to put you in detention if you keep saying you're a girl, because we're going to have to reprimand you, because you're not old enough to know if you're a woman yet, so no. I mean, this is crazy. Young Americans for Freedom is sponsoring former Vice President Mike Pence's speaking at the University of Virginia after the school's student-run leftist newspaper tried to force the administration to ban the event. Let me tell you something, okay? So, I want to try to get a hold of that newspaper, because Mike Pence is a rhino leftist Democrat piece of crap. Well, I don't have any authority to contest the election. Yeah. Well, that was the code to have those fake Trumpers go into the White House. That was the code for them to remove the barricades and just let them run in. That's what they did. I mean, if you think that it's an insurgence, show me the video of people breaking barricades, and no, they ran right in. They were posing for photos. I don't know how a leftist organization would not want a rhino Democrat there. See, all these people, like, if these policies keep up, Democrats are going to lose big. They lost big in 2020, but you know what happened. There's a lot of people that think they're going to try to, Kogi's going to make a massive comeback right before the election so that they can lock you down. It's just going to be bad enough to where you need to stay home and vote by mail. Don't worry. We're not going to have election day. We're going to have election month. Well, what we're going to actually do is we're going to basically, we're just going to assume that the Democrats win, so whatever. Oh, jeez. It's funny, though. It is, man. It's okay, though. Oh, wow. It's this world we live in, folks. Even birds hate Biden as they poop on him when he's saying he's going to lower the gas price. Nope. It's kind of like saying, see, Biden saying he's going to lower the gas price is kind of like saying, hey, don't worry, don't work, the government will supply for you. Yeah. Don't think so. Instead of pumping oil out of the ground, we're going to go into our oil reserves. We're going to do whatever we have to with our oil reserves to ensure that the gas price is low, so it looks like we're doing a great job, folks. And there are people that right before the election, they'll get gas down to like $2 a gallon. See, we're down to $2, was it four? I paid four something a gallon. Because they think that if they can change the price of stuff at the last minute, they're gonna stop the election month from going red. And I do say election month because that's what's going to happen. Got about 12 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. If you can understand neurodivergent people or neuroqueers, then maybe you should be a psychologist and help him out and put him on a couch and, okay, you need help, buddy. This is a world I don't understand. But folks, I want to get into some Premier League news. Manchester United's dumpster fire is just about to turn around, and I want to say something because I know we got a road to hoe, and we do. And I know as soon as Ten Hag, you know, he has one issue or one glitch. Well, you wanted him. We're losing, you know, okay. We got to give him time, okay? Finally, we got a manager that's not just going to be a manager. He's, okay, I'm not just going to be a manager, okay? Here's my list of demands. What kind of report, the transfers? Am I going to have a say who comes, who goes? If you're going to get me a player, am I going to have a decision in that? If you can get him, I want him. If you can't, I understand. What kind of decisions are we going to, is going to be, what am I going to be? I want to be involved. I don't want to be thrown, I'm not going to be thrown under the bus. I don't need to be here. And I think this may be, they can't self-impregnate that cow anymore, and they can't keep milking it off of the Alex Ferguson years, and the club's not doing that great, and they need to get someone in to bring back the glory that it had and the excitement, because maybe they're not as big anymore, and they're not, well, we'll put Everton on the TV. We'll put Man City on there. Manchester United is not getting the top billing like they used to on NBC. That excitement is kind of like Limp Willy over there. Okay, no, thank you. I'm going to have excitement. And they're having maybe, I'd be lowering my advertising. If you want me to have my thing on your jersey, you're going to have to look, you're not that top club anymore. You're fighting for fifth or sixth. No. You're not that top club anymore. I'm like, you start coming in second place and contending for titles, we'll talk right now. Not anymore. And that's the thing. Ten Hag is, like, I think he's going to clean some house. They need to get rid of some players. There's a lot of players. Okay, here is, how do I put this? Here's a jersey. I know who's been playing for the jersey and busting their ass under Ralph Rangnick, and I know who hasn't. And I don't want you I don't care if he's a temporary or not. He's the manager. If you're not going to do what it takes to try to get this club going in the right direction, no matter who's in charge, how can I expect you to play good for me and work hard for me if you won't do it for Rangnick? If we're not in the Champions League, you're to blame, and I don't want you. I want someone that's going to bust their butt, that's going to do what they, that's going to go out of their way to try to get in the Champions League and work hard. And if I was Ralph Rangnick, and as soon as Ten Hag, I hope Ten Hag tells players that, and I hope it comes out that that's what he's told them. This is how it is. I've been watching you under Rangnick to see, okay, who is going to bust your butt for me? Who is going to run down that pitch? Who's going to do that? Who's going to work hard? If you're not going to do it for Ralph Rangnick, then what makes you think you're going to do it just because I'm the manager? He's the manager right now until I'm in charge. And he could have possibly gotten
the job and had it taken over, but he didn't. You know, he was just going to be an interim until we got someone that's coming in that's actually got a list of demands before he'll even accept the job. And it looks like United's accepting these demands that he wants. He wants to have control of who's coming in and who can go. Because Ralph Raniak had players that said, hey, I want to go, I want to leave. Well, nope, we're not going to allow you to sell him. We're not going to allow you to do this. So, you know, it's nice on that front. And if you're not going to play your heart out on the pitch now, I wouldn't want you now, because if you're not going to do it under Raniak, you're not going to do it under, because wouldn't you want to keep this club going in the right direction so you can, okay, look, we got Ten Hag and he's in the Champions League next year, not Thursday nights in the Europa League. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We've got about 5 minutes left. It's actually not doing too bad because, like all day it's supposed to have been like severe thunder and lightning. And granted, where I work is like it's downpouring rain, but like it never really has done too much. I don't know. It's like kind of goes off, but it's starting to seem like it rained a little bit heavier now. But you know, I'm like, because I've actually canceled my show before and tornado sirens are going off. I'm like, okay, we're taking shelter. The siren's going, meaning one's been spotted. Well, I remember my wife one time when she had the, when she found out she had diverticulitis, when she was telling me she had to go to the ER because she don't like needles. And I'm like, if you're asking me to take you, there's something majorly wrong. I had to cancel my show. And I had to stop it. But
I think you were like 10 minutes into?
Yeah. But what I'm getting at, folks, is, you know, I do my show and I say what I say. And, you know, it's nice that when you have someone like Fabrizio Romano coming out saying, hey, this managerial job is taking so long because he has a list, he has things that he wants to have, he has a list of demands. This is what I want to do. And he's Ajax is in championship, you know, they're fighting for title. And he's respecting them, and he's like, they have my attention right now. Yes, I want to come to United. Yes, I want to do this. Here's my demands, but Ajax comes first. And he wants to bring, and finally we got someone that, okay, I want to bring in my coaches. I want to bring in coaching staff. And this is, you know, but like I've always said this, there's no guarantee with any single anybody. And that's the thing that's always frustrated me, because you could have gotten 4 European players for the price of this 1 Premier League player, and if all it takes is one ankle, all it takes is one twisted ankle, and guess what? You're done. There's no guarantee of anybody. There's only one guarantee, and that's Jesus Christ, but, you know, that's not here or there. But, you know, and, like, but who have we developed in the last 10 years? We really haven't developed anybody. There are players that are just as good now as they were 3 years ago, and they were okay, but they should be, like, either no good or phenomenal. They should have gone one way or the other. But it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I'll follow them no matter what. I mean, even if we got to, like, 15th place, I'm like, okay, I'm a United fan. I'm not like, okay, I can't follow them anymore.
Sorry, folks. He's helping me out.
But, you know, that's what it is. It's, you know, it's, I love the fact that he's like, hey, right now I'm at Ajax and we're in title contention and I'm respecting them and, you know, and I'm giving 100% to them, like, okay. And the players should be giving Ralph Raniak 100%. Who cares if he's an interim manager or not? It should not matter. If you want to stay in the Champions League and you want to do stuff, I mean, I think you just wonder if Ollie would have been actually backed and allowed to bring in his own people, what would have happened, or if he would have taken like Van Hall or even, see, David Moyes, the problem started with him because there were a bunch of players like Gareth Bale and stuff that wanted to come, top-end players, but as soon as Alex Ferguson was going, they're like, oh, they instantly went somewhere else. They didn't want to come because they were, I guess, from what I was told is, they were expecting to be under David Moyes, no, under Alex Ferguson. And I'm like, you know, David Moyes is an incredible manager.
He does phenomenal work for the club he has and the money he spends. I think he does a phenomenal job. But it's going to be interesting to see because, you know, and of course you're going to have these people that, like, if he loses a game in the first month or two or whatever, you got to give him time.
Oh, wow. That's a kind of new concept.
Because most people won't do that. I'll give him time. I mean, I want David De Gea as the goalie. I think he's one of the best goalies. But if he says, no, I want Henderson, well, he's the manager. He sees something I don't. Maybe he's like, I want to start this team over fresh, and I want to start with.
Well, if they lose De Gea, I'm never gonna. I'm done.
De Gea is, I think, the best goalkeeper in the world. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, like a lot of players out there. There are some great players out there, and if you would get rid of them, I don't know why. But remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. It doesn't matter where you live. Stand up for your freedoms while you still got them. Good night, and until Monday, God bless, and goodbye.
Hey, how you doing?